It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're discussing fence line weaning.
It's that time of year again when cow-calf producers are thinking about weaning. One strategy producers can use to wean their calves is fence line weaning, or placing cows and calves on opposite side of a fence. This method of weaning has shown to reduce the amount of vocalization and fence walking done by weaned calves while increasing calf gains post-weaning compared to traditional weaning. If fence line weaning is going to be used, a tight 4 or 5 strand barbed wire fence reinforced with woven wire or electric fence should be utilized. Make sure that adjacent pastures have enough space for both cows and calves to spread out and have close physical contact. After about 5 to 7 days of fence line separation, calves can then be moved. 1 week prior to weaning, producers should move both the cows and calves to the weaning pasture. After weaning occurs, move the cows to the new pasture and leave the calves behind. Other weaning considerations include nutrition and health. The ration needs to be high in protein and energy, so if weaning on grass, consider your forage and supplement accordingly. Weaning in the dry lot, allow 1.5 to 2 feet of bunk space, adjust calves to a grain-based diet slowly, keep particle size of the ration consistent, and avoid feeding silages. On the health side, prepare the immune system to combat BRD using a high-quality modified live vaccine.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.